MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Speaking of confusing things.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about his sexuality.
China begins mass producing inflatable sexy pony dolls.
Yes!
No! What?
No, I hate it.
Why is that confusing?
By the way, I want you to point out the name of the site also that has its information.
Oh, God, I made fun of it
so
much.
This is found on horse-news.net.
Now, horse-news.net.
Come across this.
Hold on.
What other kind of news does they have?
Here's the thing, Dutch. I have a lot of friends that know that I do radio. Oh. So whenever they see these stories, they post them on my wall. So I get weird shit all the time, yes.
Do you think that they really wanted horse-news.nay, but it didn't exist?
Yes. I hate her. God, my God, I hate her.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. Don't forget to download the video portion of this if you're not watching live on Vimeo.com/MoreLikeRadio. Now that I have overwhelmed with information, I will let you know that it's January 28th, 2015, here in the Susu Studio, live as usual on Wednesday. It's the Hippo Juice Show. Joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Never do it.
Don't. Sean Running Waters.
Yo.
John the Laser Santeri.
Pew, 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 pew.
And of course, Joel Dutch. Lovely, lovely, say that you
remember this song? I remember I always wanted to like hold hands with a girl when I ever heard this song when I was a kid.
I imagine you hear this song in your head all the time.
They were called the Romantics?
No, it was the Cardigans.
Oh, Cardigans.
My favorite band and kind of sweater.
I actually won a bet at a bar.
And I'm Royce Lopez. Sorry,
well,
Dutch.
No. I was with Kelsey, like this song was playing over the loudspeakers, and Kelsey and some waiter that we were talking to was like, "Oh no, this is definitely No Doubt." I'm like, "No."
Were you trying to talk him into a threesome, like talking to like that?
Yeah, I mean, she was kind of cute, the waiter, but or waitress, I guess I should say. But yeah, no, dude, I totally shazammed it, and I totally won. Fun story.
Cool story, Hansel.
Whoa, what happened? Jesus
Christ.
What is going on?
Falling apart over here. Hold on.
It's a remake. Cool story, Hansel.
There we go.
There it is.
Oh, boy. So, geez. What's going on, guys?
Everything?
No. Earthing? As a kid say? Earthing?
That's not what kids say.
Kids say that. They say earthing.
What kids?
Southern kids.
Okay.
Southern kids.
There's so much news, we don't even have time to do a show.
Well, we'll do it. We'll start with a short one.
Okay.
One that I wanted to get to, and Sean wanted to get to yesterday. About my favorite actor, Benadryl Coconut Bush.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
What did I say?
Something else.
Okay. So.
Exactly, John. Exactly. I had that reaction too, but Roy said it off air. And I got all my laughs out.
Aw.
Benadryl Coconut Bush?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. See, I always called him Eggs Benedict Cumberbun.
What did Bernard Picklefeet do?
Wait. Eggs Benedict Monster Bash.
Yeah, what did Eggs Benedict Monster Bash do?
Benedict Cumberbatch under fire for colored actors remark.
Whoa! African-American.
No, it's okay, because he said colored with a U.
Oh, that's fine. non-story then. It's fancy colors.
Benedict Cumberbatch has apologized after he used the term colored, but it's okay because it has a U in it.
Right.
It's British.
What he just said.
To describe black actors, admitting he had an...
It's okay.
Where's the beef?
I hate that. I hate that. That's become the thing. I hate it. Sorry.
He apologized? He apologized with an S and then admitting he had been an idiot. John,
you want to apologize for Benetard Funky Bunch?
Yeah. On behalf of Benetard Funky Bunch, even though he's British and everything he says is weird, especially how they write things down, for instance, saying colored with a U, and we all know they spell colored with C-O-L-O-R instead of C-O-L-O-U-R. I apologize for all those of not a pale skin tone for his use of that word in a derogatory
fashion. Well, at least they didn't call him a bunch of nuggers. That would have been bad.
Yeah, that would have been.
So what was it in context?
Oh, there was a context?
I don't know. The British have context sometimes.
He told the PBS...
What was the sentence?
Yeah, told the PB&J.
He told the PBS talk show Tavis Smiley, who's cousin of Michael Frowney in the U.S., I think as far as colored actors go, it gets really different in the UK. A lot of my friends have had more opportunities here in the US than the UK, and that's something that needs to change.
Well, how is he getting in trouble for saying that? Because he was defending black people in that sentence.
Exactly.
What does the NAACP stand for?
Niggers with Attitude?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
That's NWA.
That's NWA, you weirdo.
I'm sorry, isn't it the same thing?
Christ.
They're super band?
Super band. Oh, moron.
I'm sorry.
Maybe he was referring to more than one color. Maybe he was also referring to Indians, too. There's a lot of them over in the UK.
Which they call maize.
No. That's corn, and you're thinking of Mesoamericans.
Mesoamericans,
yeah.
Mesotheliomy Americans.
I see those commercials during the day. I know what you're talking about. Right after Education Connection.
So you mean that you have a beef with the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
That's colored in it, is it not? Isn't that bad?
They don't have to apologize for that, do they?
No.
They don't have to change their name.
No.
Why does Benedict Cumberbatch have to apologize?
Because they already bought the website, and it's just hard for them to change it at this point.
There was a website?
There's an NAACP website, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, .org.
On Twitter...
They couldn't get .com, huh?
No, it's .org.
On Twitter, I don't know if you're aware, but people can get outraged at small things.
On the internet?
Never seen that happen before in my life.
Where do you go? All the sites I go to, everyone's very polite. Everyone talks very nicely to each other. You know, just points get across really well.
No, I know.
It's a think tank.
Nobody gets banned from any chat rooms.
It's a think tank.
Not once. But apparently, you know, everyone loves this Benedict Cumberfellow a lot.
Cumberfellow.
And they got upset that saying that he crossed a line. And so his issued statement was that he's devastated to have caused offense by using this outmoded terminology, and he offers his sincere apologies. He makes no excuses for being an idiot, and he knows the damage is done.
What damage? He didn't do anything.
There's no damage. He was saying that it was a shitty thing that black people don't get enough roles.
The damage is done.
Why doesn't he get
everyone's offended,
for that?
Joel.
Because a toe is a
toe
and a roll is a roll. And if we don't get no toes, then we don't eat no rolls.
See?
I think that makes sense.
The world is outraged. Why aren't you?
And it's also a vampire.
If you're not outraged, you're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
He also added, I can only hope this incident will highlight the need for correct
for
usage of terminology that is accurate and inoffensive.
But he was in the right for saying it. Like, for example, in Florida, in South Florida, if you're Latin American...
Hispanic.
You will get more acting and more modeling roles than a white person.
Makes sense. But I don't think Bulbasaur Rivendell did anything wrong. I think he was
just getting silly with it.
He was perfectly fine.
Would you say he's getting jiggy with it?
He also had to issue a more ethnic statement for the other people on the internet that didn't
understand. You people?
And where he's saying, I'd be acting the fool and I was tripping.
No, I don't think Biblical Concubine said that.
Bring it.
You're having a real tough time with that name tonight, huh?
What name?
Oh my God, kill me.
So what did Ben and Jerry Will Smith say?
Yeah, what did Oscar bait ampersand say?
He just said he apologizes again to anyone who I offended for this thoughtless use of inappropriate language about an issue which affects friends of mine and which I care about deeply.
Yeah, what did
apologize for my tone tonight?
What did Burger King?
That's a great clip.
Oh shit!
What did Ben? What did Burger King Crumple Sack do?
Like, I love when you crack yourself up with your own line. It's my favorite thing ever.
Sorry.
What did Benadryl Rumpelstiltskin have to say?
What did Snoozelberg Kugel Klux?
That's not you.
What?
That's not even close. Even trying. I'm starting with the right letter.
Snoozelberg Kugel Klux.
What did Edith Milano Cookies want to say?
They get worse and worse. What did Bumble Schlack Colonel Snot do?
You guys are going to break, John.
Really?
Stop, guys. Well, he's not racist.
It's like a verbal Muppets to him right now.
What did Deviant Art Strawberry Patch want?
Yeah. No, see, that wasn't funny.
Oh, come on.
I like this selective about him.
Yeah, leave Buckingham Vegemite alone.
Oh, John gets laughs out of your jokes. Fine.
He's original.
Sorry, go ahead. Was that it?
That was it. He apologized. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? The internet's going to get mad, and then the internet's going to be like, but I like Sherlock.
There's no way that like Bram Stoker Rumpelstiltskin is not going to get any more goals in this.
Yeah, Bonaparte Toodle Snoot didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I told you, you're going to break
there's really no. I don't know, dude. It's like they preemptively apologized when no one really got offended.
Yeah, Buttermilk Custard Bath was trying really hard to help black actors.
You know, we're going to get to a point where somebody's going to issue the apology before they make the flub. They're just going, I apologize for the flub I'm about to make, but these colored people can't get no jobs.
Yeah. It's like you can't apologize any more than that.
It's true.
Yeah, Brandy Buck Portalette, you know, he was just talking for people, and he like people just jump on him.
I don't think
know?
His name's Brandy Buck.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure his name's Benedict.
Okay.
Kimberly know. 2 Tumbledorf.
I feel like you guys are getting the cadence right, but the words are all off.
That's all that matters. You can't
I
just
feel
shoot
bad for bringing the house down, roof on fire. This is not right.
Yeah, leave but a white boy can't be con alone.
Guys, just because you're saying a lot of syllables does not mean you're saying his name right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Benedict A-E-I-O-U sometimes Y needs to just like, you just move on.
Yeah, leave syphilis cockle squat alone.
Not even close.
Syphilis cockle squat. I don't even understand.
You guys are being silly tonight. I'm trying to be silly.
Hello, Harry Potter. I am your substitute teacher, Hillary Cockle Squat.
For people who might just be joining the chat right now, Benedict
Cumberbatch.
I forgot his name.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Fraggle Cock Kuchenshine.
Okay, Benedict Cumberbatch.
I think it's what Roy said. The last one.
Oh, that was funny.
Is John okay?
Yeah, leave Laser Breath Snorkel Feet alone. He's, you know, he's...
Snorkel Feet!
What? Guys, I'm going to get it in some... I'm sorry, I'm not good with his name. It's British and it's hard.
Cumberbatch and Snorkel Feet are way off.
I don't know if they're way off.
Where's your proof?
Oh my God. That's not even close.
It was perfect.
It was a little close.
You know what? I feel like we need to calm John down and go from giggly to angry.
Sure.
Oh,
and I feel like that you meeting the woman who's too fat to work would do such a thing to you.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, God, not this fucking piece of shit.
Which fucking piece of shit? Because
the lady that's too fat to work and refuses to fucking...
I feel like there's more than one lady who's too fat to work.
Now, whatever one the news is talking about.
Now, Coggle Snatch Camouflage didn't offend her, did he?
No.
Okay. It might have.
No, she probably ate him.
That was the last one. Sorry, go ahead, Marie.
Well, I guess she's from the UK because this is a UK article, but her name is Jodie Sinclair.
Really?
And she loves her eclairs.
She's a size 22 model. Oh, wait.
No.
And that name is too... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that name was what?
Well, that name is like... that. A hot girl should have a name like Jodie Sinclair. Doesn't that sound like... like a good-looking girl's name, not,
yeah,
not some,
I agree,
fat pig.
Yeah, it's not a fat girl's name.
No.
No, Jody doesn't sound fat enough.
You know what I hate is her shoes.
You don't like the name Jody?
I hate her knitted shoes.
Yeah, those are knitted shoes.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm complimenting Jody. It says Jody doesn't sound like a fat
Whoa.
Enough name.
Oh, I thought you meant, okay.
Like,
I thought you were being sarcastic saying no. That's a fat girl name.
No, like Jody Foster fits the name Jody.
Or Jodie Sweetin from Full House.
Yeah, there you go.
Huge
tits.
And Joni Loves Chachi.
Big fucking boobs.
Boobs.
But does Chachi Wait, really give about? A fuck about
Jodie Joni. Sweetin? Have you seen her recently?
No, who's that?
She's a girl from, one of the girls from Full House. Just look her up.
We're not talking about Brunzo the Crumpleshorn anymore, are we? Okay, I'm making sure.
Oh. Well, this girl, I guess she was a former pub chef.
She looks like a former pub.
Yeah, it looks like she ate a chef.
And she's super fat.
Ruh-roh.
And she lives in a rent-free council home.
Yeah, it's called the zoo.
I don't even know what a council home is.
A zoo.
Council home, isn't that considered like the products or projects, but in like parliamentary procedures?
The problem is Jody doesn't want to be fed. Jody wants to hunt.
It's true.
That was good.
Well, and she collects a monthly disability living allowance income support.
What I hate is also on her couch, she has an Xbox remote and a roll of toilet paper.
Of course, you know, for the essentials.
In case you
poop
yourself.
And a Hello Kitty wallet.
She's not even like, that's...
$398.
Dude, you've seen those whole like my 600-pound life. She's not that at that fat
she's
level.
She's 398.
If you look at one of her ankles or one of her legs, there's no ankle. It's just a stilt.
Yeah, but how tall is she? Let's see. Not very.
Anyways, while you look up her height, Miss St. Clair, shocker, she's not married.
Really?
Yeah.
No one snatched her up?
No. Well, no one could lift her.
Oh, that's true.
You know, that always shocks me.
No one can survive
shows.
A night alone in the house.
It always shocks me on those shows where they have those huge fat, you know, women who are like basically have like embedded themselves into their beds. Like they have like, they actually get husbands, like skinny dudes who are big fans of that shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, because all they do is feed them.
Yep. Like, look at my fat wife eat. She's claiming she's too fat to work and has repeatedly denied to have the NHS-funded weight loss surgery because she'd rather be on benefits than go under the knife.
But is she too fat to work?
She's a lazy sack of shit.
She's just scared.
No, she's not. She's a lazy sack of shit.
She doesn't want to go under the knife. She could die.
She's not a hard worker like Bodybuild Cabbage Patch.
A sense of theme that's going to be happening.
No, I'm done. That's my last one.
Until he thinks of another one.
Okay.
Right.
I'm not going under the knife for anyone because I don't think I'm doing anything wrong, the 28-year-old said.
28. Oh, just sapping the welfare system. There you go.
She's not doing anything wrong. That system's been in place before she got fat. I'm all right?
I don't want to hear fucking people from England talk down to me ever again. I'm fucking hear it.
Doctors keep on shouting at me, you're fat!
Let it all out!
No, she's huge. This is not even 392 pounds is ridiculous.
You're ridiculous, John.
I'm starving.
That haircut is ridiculous. She's just overweight.
You are just
those pajamas are impossible.
He's not Stanley Ipkiss.
doctors keep on shouting at me to lose weight, but I don't even eat that much.
The white whore!
Yeah, she eats one small farm animal a day.
Is she in denial? I don't even eat that much. Well, then how'd you get to the... How are you like that?
I don't know the words. The world is against her.
That's what it is.
I mean, I've seen how people magically get to 400 pounds without eating a lot.
No, that's never happened.
Right.
No, it happens everyone. That's, you know, they eat a well-balanced 1,200 calorie meals a day.
You're confusing people with hot air balloons again.
Oh.
There's your problem right there.
That's how they're floating up with... Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you get it now?
Yeah. Wow, I was way off.
Yeah.
Her cooked breakfasts are her only treat. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Maybe she has a thyroid problem.
Her mom would come over every day,
and
we would have...
Did this
play
with you?
Huh? Mom.
Did this play with you?
Mom. Yeah.
Mommy.
Mom. Okay, listen to this reasonable breakfast that her mom
and also
comes over and cooks
to the
with
music.
Her. She only has sausage,
mom.
Bacon,
mom.
Beans, and toast.
Mommy.
And she has to go to a dietitian
Mommy.
For that.
Mommy. Mama.
Sorry.
But I'll tell
yeah,
you
but,
what.
Yeah, but how many kilograms of that is she in consuming?
That is neither here nor there, John.
Yeah.
Like, I have one bag of beans.
Yeah, I think what she's doing is way worse than what Bukkake Countryside did.
That's gross. That sounds real gross.
Sounds like a great
entire
sounds
countryside.
Sounds like a mudslide.
Bukkake Countryside, yes. The entire side.
Yeah, so dirty.
Mm-hmm. Is that a marshland?
How many people did that take?
This is her quote. I wasn't going to give up my breakfast.
Hell nah.
Hell nah.
What's her breakfast?
I told you, sausage, bacon, beans, and toast.
40 pounds of each.
Oh, that's a traditional.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What's the portion
that's
of that?
That's a traditional
though?
English
it's four,
breakfast.
It's stone.
A reasonable portion. That's it.
Stop being fat.
Miss St. Clair's average daily intake is a fry up or sausage roll for breakfast. I don't know what a fry up is.
I think we need our British correspondent to call in and tell us what that is.
She has sandwiches for lunch, crisps as a snack, and pasta for dinner.
Pasta. What about kebabs?
Despite
kebabs, pasta.
Ooh, I love tacos.
It's not as good as the deep dish stuff, but you know, it's all right.
Go Bears. Yeah, go Bears and Benedict Cumberhatch.
All right, what do you think? What do you think she's blaming if she has such reasonable?
My ma'am.
She's
the one who keeps cooking the shit for me. I tell her not to do it, but she does it anyway.
She's not from Chicago. She's
the monarchy.
From okay, she's blaming her mom and the monarchy.
She's from Chicago of England.
Chicago, London?
Yeah.
Chicago, London, England?
You're going to have to keep working on that accent, Dutch.
You were doing
it's actually
just fine.
Spot on, by the way.
Yeah, stay out of this, Geary.
No, she says, despite being advised by several doctors to have the gastric band... Sinclair, who uses a mobility scooter to get around, insists that her size is due to fluid retention.
Yeah, she's retaining a lot of butter.
Lard and stuff.
Those kinds of fluids.
She also believes she should be entitled to a free cleaner because she's too big to keep her home hygienic.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense.
I'm sorry. Say that again?
She's too fat to clean her house, so she wants a maid. Free. She wants free maid.
She wants the government to pay for it.
Well, because her house is dirty.
Makes Welcome sense. To Costco. I love you.
But I love when stories
England,
like
they're
this.
They're not going to give into it, are they?
Yeah, no. She's on the system. She's not going to go under the
knife.
Not
for much longer. Not after this story, Rand. I love when they do this kind of stuff because you find out. Like we always have those follow up stories a couple weeks later. Oh yeah, by the way, this person's Dunsky.
Well, we'll see because I don't know, Dutch. We were talking yesterday about that whole fat movement where fat is supposed to be accepted now.
Fat is beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're beautiful.
No.
When we're really saying, you're fat as fuck. What?
Just be proud of your body, guys.
This is where fat shaming should apply. This is where I have no problem with bullying.
Why don't you start fat shaming people right now?
I will. What's her Facebook page? I will fat shame the shit out of her.
I don't know. Miss St. Clair?
By that, I mean just posting the entire I could do this all day speech like I always do now. I've done this to everybody. That's when I'm amazing. Trolling, I just post
that. How long do you do this for?
I do this all day.
But it's so weird to like just see that all like written for like a script.
People get so mad.
Do you guys actually want to talk about your trolling situation going on with the chat, or is that not a story?
What
is that a
non-story?
Who cares?
It's a wrestling thing. It was stupid.
I don't get any of our
It's
time.
A dumb Facebook thing. It's not really worth it.
What? Sorry. Sean got booted out of a group.
Oh, okay.
It's a wrestling group.
I guess
it's a bunch of fucking weird wrestling
I guess it's
guys.
A non-story.
It is a non-story.
You're
By
a
the
non-story.
Way, okay, I don't know anything about wrestling, but apparently, like, the entire Twitter world exploded over the Royal Rumble that happened the other day.
Of course.
Like, everybody was pissed about something. Like, give me a quick, like, 60-second synopsis of why everybody hates the WWE right now.
Oh, because Vince promised a lot of people a lot of shit, and Triple H has some really good young talent that he wants to showcase, and he can't because Raw is a joke and SmackDown is a joke. So they have those two shows to showcase their talent, and then the new guys get pushed to NXT.
Okay. What about the Royal Rumble, though?
Jimmy McMillan of The Rent Is Too Damn High receives an eviction notice.
Oh, that guy. He's great.
Yeah, he receives an eviction notice.
Well, because, I mean, he's been claiming it for years. He said it was high.
Apparently it's accurate.
He wasn't lying. Do you think a man with whiskers like that was lying to us?
No, it's not possible.
Those are whiskers of truth.
Who says the word whiskers?
Look at his face. They're whiskers.
And also cat enthusiast.
I can't nailed look him. At his face because I don't...
Fucking nailed him, bro.
I'll pull up a picture of Jimmy McMillan. Are you playing a video?
Correct. It's too damn high.
Jimmy McMillan, founder of the Rent is Too Damn High political party, received an eviction notice from his landlord. McMillan was ordered out of the $872 of...
I'm not going to blow my nose, even though I'm reporting.
Is this what this is going to be?
I have a head cold.
Month rent-stabilized East Village apartment. They don't have the authority to evict me, McMillan told the Daily News on Monday.
Oh my god, that's all I can focus on now.
They probably do. They probably do have that authority.
I have a sinus infection, but I came into work because I'm not going to get billed to take my fucking job.
To fight the eviction notice in court. The 68-year-old Vietnam War veteran has been embroiled in a legal battle with the landlord, who claims the one-bedroom flat on St. Mark's Place isn't McMillan's primary residence.
God. This guy was born with sinuses.
Lives
telling you.
In Brooklyn. However, McMillan claims that the battle is really about the landlord's efforts to boot residents from low-rent apartments so they can charge more to new tenants.
Well, that's... kind of how it works. Like, if there's more demand, you raise rent.
But it was too damn high.
Like, capitalism, maybe?
But it's that's too damn high. Right? I don't think you're understanding his message.
No, it's too damn high. I hear the message, but it's dumb.
You're dumb.
Good
comeback.
Nailed
him. Nailed him.
This man with impressive whiskers cannot pay his rent because it's too damn high.
Stop with the whiskers. I hate that.
What's wrong with them?
It's a beard. It's called a beard.
It's not a beard. That is not a beard. That is it's not a beard. That's not
okay,
a beard.
It's a weird beard, but it's a beard.
No, it's not.
No, it's a very weird beard. I get it.
No, it's like chopped in half. There's a top part and a bottom part. It's like a sandwich.
Ben and Snap Kraken Dog would call this gentleman colored. Google Translate received fixes after error causes homophobic slurs.
Oh, no.
What did I say?
Google's censoring everybody again.
Remember yesterday when I was saying Google censors everything?
Yeah. Well, what did they need to
censor? A bug in Google Translate service that spewed homophobic slurs.
Spewed them?
Yep.
Spewed them right out.
Has reportedly been fixed after the company came under fire from LGBT petition site allout.org.
I bet
that's
they're
Sean,
all.
That's Sean's homepage.
Bet they're all out.
Allout.org.
Startup page.
Hello, Smithers. I love it when you turn me on. Allout.org has made the flaws in Google Translate service public in order to shame the company into action. The translator service was up recently translating definitions of some words like gay and homosexual into homophobic insults such as faggot.
Well, the official statement is fag!
The search giant Google has now fixed the bug in Google Translate and has apologized for its mistake. The problem is Google Translate first came to existence when some people discovered the translation of neutral words in foreign languages used to describe homosexuality would sometimes suggest English translations that native speakers commonly consider abusive. The LGBT community is the only one seemed to be affected by the bug.
Well, here's your problem right here. Is that not anyone can get a job at Google. Can we all agree Google is a very competitive company? You have to be top of the line type of deal to even get a foot in the door.
I don't know anything about this, but I'm just going to take your word for it.
I mean, I saw the movie with, what was it, The Wedding Crashers.
Why, did you lose a bet or something?
No, there's nothing
you
else
mean
on
the
TV.
Interview? The no. movie The Interview?
Not The Interview. Yeah. The Interview's the movie with Seth Rogen and...
What was
the internship?
Sorry,
there it is. Yes. Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's a very challenging company to work for. You have to be super smart. So they
but
probably
you get to write on slides.
Well, that's the benefit
of being.
But
a
not
genius,
everyone
bro.
Can do that, and so they probably only had a small pool of people to choose from as developers to help with Google Translate. That one knew how to work in technology, but two knew how to work in multiple languages. And they probably got to the bottom of the barrel. Well, the guy was a complete racist.
Okay,
I like that. You know, dude, I'm looking at the translation screen grab that you put in the chat room, Marie.
Translations of gay, homosexual, Adjective. Homosexual. Okay, so the problem is the Google Translate first.
It's the noun part.
Yeah. First came into existence when some people discovered that the translation of neutral. Okay, I read that. The LGBT community is the only one affected by this bug, with gender or racial translations not yielding any racist or sexual slurs in the same way translations of homosexuals did. Okay, adjectives are all fine. Now, in nouns, when you translate it homosexual, which is Spanish for homosexual, they translate to homosexual, gay, or poof, queen, faggot, faggot.
Now, is it poof or is it poff? I thought that was the word for fag in England.
Poof.
No, I've heard it said both ways.
No.
At least in England, like, they'll call you a poff. That means basically calling you a fag.
Poof.
Or it's their accent. They're like, hey, it's a poof.
Seeing that something simply wasn't okay, the LGBT petition site soon saw the petition to have the issue addressed attract more than 5,000 signatures. Google responded quickly after learning of the issue through the petition.
Huh. Well, this is interesting. You go to Google Translate and you put white guy in English and translate into Arabic, and it somehow means upper class. I'm kidding.
By taking immediate steps to rectify...
Why did you take the sting out of your own joke by saying I'm kidding right away?
Well, I'm now just going to try to test it out to see if there's like the opposite effect of if they're racist towards gays, where are they like nice towards white people, or, you know,
by you saying I'm kidding, kind of like just...
I only use Yahoo Translate.
Bless her out of it.
So then I'm going to translate to Latvian, and then from Latvian, let's see if I put
Wait,
it back
like
in
the made up country that Dr. Droom is from.
And no, Latvian.
Yeah,
it's put it back country. To English. It goes
true.
Back to white guy. Huh. All right.
As soon as we were informed that some of the translation for certain terms were serving inappropriate results, we immediately began working to fix the issue. We put a bunch of queers on it. We apologize for any offense this has caused people. Our system produces translations automatically based on existing translations, and homosexuals are really sensitive on the web. So we appreciate when users point out the issues such as this.
It's the worst.
Google said it. Google has a progressive reputation as supporter of the LGBT community. The company in the 2012 launched Legalize Love campaign, explicitly calling for gay marriage equality in the United States and extra butt stuff, and call for decriminalization of homosexuality in foreign countries and foreign objects and anuses. The search giant also has competitive benefits for his gay employees, who commonly refer to themselves as gagglers. Gagglers?
Ew. Oh.
Are those gay people that use Google?
Gaygler. Those are gaggle. Google employees are called gagglers.
Ugh. That made me cringe.
Everything needs a fucking witty name.
And whenever they do, it's never good. There's nothing. Unless you're being ironic, it's never good.
Or you listen to Alanis Morissette, then it's fine.
Right.
Now all I want to do is trick Google Translate into translating things
that it shouldn't be.
That it shouldn't be translating. But so far, white guy cannot be untranslated out of white guy, no matter what other language I put it through.
Lord knows that's true.
White guy is always white guy.
White guy is always a white guy.
No matter what language. Oh, you're white? That's cool. That's cool.
White
Don't
guy.
Worry. Well, speaking of white guy... Hashtag white guy problems. Guy who crashed drone into White House lawn was drunk. And he was a government employee. Oh, wow. He was a drunk government employee who's crashing drones into the White House. Nice.
They're white folks, and then they're ignorant motherfuckers like you.
I can't believe you said that. That didn't really happen, did it?
He did. He was reading a book.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Remember how the White House was in lockdown yesterday morning after a rogue DJI Phantom drone crashed into the lawn?
Wait. No.
Why are you saying it like that?
A Phantom drone?
I don't know. I felt like saying it when it started out with, remember how the White House?
Remember when I got tied in the White House?
Please
read
every
new story tonight like that.
Remember the time when the White House was in lockdown yesterday? God. Because of the drone, and it was rogue, and it crashed into the lawn? Oh. Well, according to the New York Times,
I hate this.
The perpetrator was National Geospatial Intelligence Agency employee who's been drinking and droning at a nearby apartment.
I feel like there should be a newsy stinger before this.
Which, hey, it happens. Our tipsy pilot decided to just sort of whistle and walk away after the incident, despite fearing that the drone had flown over the White House? after friends had told him about news reports on the drone Monday morning.
What else is he supposed to do? He has to, like, just whistle and walk away if he was flying his drone around trying to get a good shot and the thing just, you know, either ran out of batteries or something. Like, what else was he supposed to do?
Just ran out of batteries?
It's not my drone.
Or batteries, fuel. I don't know how these things work.
I wish he would have
stood. I'm assuming that's what happened.
I wish he would have stood out on the front line going, hey! Hey!
Can I get my drone back?
Hey! Give me my fucking drone back, you assholes! Fucking cost a lot of money! Dude! Give me my drone back, asshole!
You're doing it wrong!
Hey, Secret Service! Hey! Hey, no, don't come here! The drone is back there! No, wait, no! No!
I hope she gets shot.
The whole thing is particularly ironic, considering the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency is tasked with collecting and analyzing intelligence for the Department of the Defense.
Okay, now I don't like it.
Among other U.S. agencies. When did you ever like it? This sorts of intelligence one might gather using, say, drones, for instance. While this particular drone was purely of the recreational variety, the man who'd been operating it swears...
Oh, it wasn't a medical drone?
No.
Okay. Wait,
what's a medical drone?
I don't know if there's recreational drone or medical drone. It's like pot.
No, I don't think that's how that works.
Dutch, you're in Colorado. That's how they work, right?
I guess.
See? He knows. He agreed with me 100%. Go ahead.
I don't think that's what just happened.
He did. He was like, yep, Royce, you're right. We'll play the tape back later. Go ahead.
Now, see, I don't know if this is editorial or not, but the rest of the sentence says the guy swears that it belongs to a friend of his.
I'm on maximum swearing tonight.
And he was just holding it for a friend.
I was just holding the drone for a friend. What are you, 16 and your mom found a joint? I was holding it for a friend, Mom.
Dude, it's like $2,000 and my friend trusts me with this little, you know, piece of awesome equipment.
Dude, it's totally not my drone. It's totally not my drone.
It's not my drone, man.
Not my drone, not my problem. Get your own drone. Hey, Royce.
Yes, Marie.
Where can I find a theme park that has a giant penis ride?
Ooh, I know.
Gayville.
Where, guys?
South Korea.
Taiwan.
Same thing.
Same thing.
A sex theme park? Which
he's
are?
So small.
No, not again. What is this?
Okay, please don't. I didn't mean it when I said that earlier. Maybe read the headline that way and then just do normal.
I'm not doing anything.
No, read the headline and then do it like Greta.
Read the headline like Greta?
No. Read the headline like we were doing earlier and then just read the rest of the story like a news broadcaster like Greta.
Sex theme park with giant penis rides to open in Taiwan. This is from the metro.co.uk. Again, with the UK stories today, Royce. I don't know what you were doing.
A lot of
already.
British shit today.
Yeah, a lot of British shit. A sex toy theme park where tourists can ride astride gigantic stone penises with realistic scrotums is under construction in Taiwan.
God, I fucking love her, Greta, so goddamn much. It's so good.
The park.
It's so good.
I miss it like throughout the week.
I wanted to just do the whole show.
I'm just like, I want to call Marie just so she can talk Greta to me.
Talk Greta to me.
No, we're not doing that. No, we're not doing that.
Suck my penis.
You know the words to the song. No habla English. Our conversations in love, but you know what is.
Can you please, if you know Chuck the lyrics, can you please do like Greta?
Well, I wasn't the part I was singing. You just throw it in the middle.
There you go.
There's no words to this part.
No.
Oh, now. Wait. No, I don't know what part. Words to the song. No habla English. Our conversations in love, but you know what is. I know what the girl didn't want. London to Taiwan. I got lipstick stains on my passport. I think I need a new one. Don't speak the language, but Hannity don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when Combs talks dirty to me. character in it.
Fucking Christ.
All right, where were we? Oh, right, sex theme park.
Yeah, we do an album with just Greta.
I would love that.
Sure. It's tiring, though. The theme park will be called Romantic Boulevard and will include an outdoor garden filled with erotic sculptures of mammoths.
Wait, there's other kind of sculptures besides erotic?
Yeah, sometimes. Not I mean, really. Most of them are phallic.
Can make dicks.
No, because the ones of little boys who are nude are like cherubs. It's supposed to be like endearing, not like erotic.
But you still see their penises.
So how come I get an erection, Dutch? Answer that.
Well, just because there's penises doesn't mean that you're... I don't... Okay, you know, these are your issues you need to work through, but I'm just telling you the rest of the world.
Who are you trying to convince, Dutch?
Yeah,
is he looking in a mirror?
Are you saying that you're not turned on by sculptures with penises out there for everyone to see?
No, I've never once saw. I look at them like, that's weird. Why would they do that? But I've never gotten aroused. No.
You think baseball mid Craggle Hatch likes penises?
I bet he does.
I think John died.
I bet he does.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, there you are.
Did you get laughed out with the Benedict Cumberpatch names?
Yeah, a little bit.
Aw. See, even John's tired of it now, Royce.
I'm going to take your 45 plates if you don't fucking stop. Go ahead.
All right. So, sorry. Sex theme park in Taiwan. We'll get through this, guys. The park will be called Romantic Boulevard. And we'll include...
What's that translation? Nihong
and
Gang.
And then translate it back.
It's Romantic Boulevard.
They just take out the R's?
Yeah.
Or add more in, yeah. I guess.
Buy extra R's.
Add extra R's. Okay. This will include an outdoor garden filled with erotic sculptures of mammoth phalluses, as well as statues of people and animals making love.
Sweet.
Oh, so just, okay, so like our yard.
What?
So people fucking animals, they're making statues out of these now.
No, people fucking and animals fucking.
Oh, the way you read the sentence,
yeah, it's
like,
not okay, weird, Dutch.
Statues people and animals making love is what it sounded
love.
Like to me.
Animals don't make love. Animals fuck.
It just looks like an art gallery. What kind of theme park is this?
More like a fart gallery.
Oh, hey.
The mastermind behind this sex park also hopes to build a hotel.
The mastermind? I am Dr. Penis.
Oh, how many more for our dick army, for our dick ship to go back into dick planet?
Oh my God, this guy is an evil genius. Listen to this. The mastermind behind the sex park is hoping that if he builds a hotel next to it, that all the people that are going wild with lust going through the park will then have to rent a room in the hotel to fuck. The park will also include a scenic area for wedding photos.
Aww.
I always wanted to have a wedding photo in front of a giant dick.
I'm going to mark that.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully not right next to the giant penises was what was in parentheses right
look
after.
That perv.
Pervy little Asian man.
Oh, Sean, you weren't way off because it said it's supposed to be based on South Korea's popular Jeju Park.
Right, which is the one Jeju? In the picture at the top.
Well, how do you say J E J U?
Sounds about right.
Don't let Roy say it is all I want to. Just don't.
Because it sounds like juju?
Well, you're right.
Jew.
JJ Word
Jew.
Park.
Jew.
JJ
Jew.
Word Park.
Yes. We want people to fall in love with Taiwan.
What the fuck? How are you? What is that?
Is that
what
a water fountain, or are you like washing
Dennis,
hands?
No, it's an outdoor. First of all, there's so many things wrong with the picture that Dennis just posted. Okay, it not the one of the dude eating out the chick's asshole or whatever that is. It's the outdoor urinal. First of all, it's outdoors. There's nothing blocking anybody from seeing you pee, but it's all dick related with the plumbing.
More like Taiwan.
What the fuck is going?
So you're saying you wouldn't go to this park? Would you take a date to this park?
Well, hell yeah, just for the story, but not... What the fuck is this? What is going on in Taiwan? Everybody always wants to point towards Japan and China for being weirdos, but this is just weird.
Yeah, because at the concession stand, they don't even have chocolate-covered bananas, right?
Oh, is that the weird part that you picked up?
You can only eat
you
sausage.
You all these dick things, and you're like, oh, I can really go for a chocolate banana.
Why do they have like a sickly... Like, they have two dudes who look like they were in the Holocaust, and like their dicks are literally the plumbing that's coming out of the ground for the outdoor toilets.
Oh, so sorry, mister. I'm too big for dick plumbing. Christ. You're so
are you saying that I'm a dick sculpture hipster?
Yeah, you're dick sculpture hipster. You really are.
Yeah, some really
one guy
triggers.
Has the goddamn, no pun intended, fucking balls.
I am
to
offended
make a dick
by this, and it takes I don't get offended ever, and this offends
me. You're offended by a dick park?
Why?
They have, like, people... They have Holocaust victims, and then an Atlas, and then a Buddha guy, where their dicks are plumbing, and it's outdoor...
You know...
Urinals!
You know what's missing here, Dutch?
How do you know it's not a poo-poo pot?
Right. That's probably what it is.
The Germans have vagina sculptures, and that's fine. Why can't these motherfuckers have fucking penis plants or whatever?
And the idiocy of this guy thinking, oh, people are going to get so turned on by the amount of dicks we have here.
Are those cream-filled dick cookies?
We want people to fall in love with Taiwan as well as fall in love while in Taiwan.
Fall in love with this dick.
Xi Chihuahua, the deputy director of the local tourist office. She claims that 200,000 visitors have already come to marvel at the giant dongs and hopes to build a hotel in the park just in case visitors want to turn their feelings into actions.
Because penises really turn everybody on.
So do they have like roller coasters or like tilt-a-whirls or anything? Or is it just an art gallery sculptures?
They only have a boner coaster. She poo-pooed suggestions that the park's avenues of male members might offend visitors.
John? I think what's happening is Dutch is not into it because there's no jingle for this park. And I really feel like that you could come up with a jingle.
Yeah, John, maybe come up with a quick jingle for the Boner Park.
Okay.
Go for it.
Oh, you like some dick, you like some poon, come over here and mess with Loon. It's Dickland. Oh, it's Dickland.
There you go. You feel better now, Dutch? It has a theme.
It works.
Cool.
See, you want to go to Dickland.
Look, we're in the business.
I kind of want to go to Dickland now.
We are in the business of tourism.
I'm Bob Dickland.
And this is not Dickland.
I'm the founder.
Bob Dickland, founder of Dickland Park?
Yes.
Come on down to Dickland Park. You're saying the American version would be a little bit different? Come on down to Dickland Park. We got boner slides, boner sculptures, boner foods.
That's right. We got big ones, small ones, long ones, fat ones, skinny ones,
medium ones, cut ones, uncut ones. We got all your boners for all your needs.
You want?
And if you can find a boner cheaper, fuck it.
Man, now I kind of want to go to Dickland.
Look, we're in the business of tourism, not education or religion. So the question should be: will the park generate business opportunities? We believe the answer is yes. She added.
Maybe if it was a vagina park, but not a dick park. Like, dudes, everybody will go somewhere when there's giant vaginas everywhere, but nobody's going anywhere. Like, nobody loves dicks.
What are you going to do with a vagina?
Like
dicks
because it's like when it's in the heat of the moment, but nobody, no girl walks up like and dicks. Like, look at that dick. Unless you're Marie. Like, look at that dick.
Well, I just actually just read an article, and they're opening up a 4D ride where you actually travel inside a male urethra.
Oh, I thought you get four dicks stuck in you.
That sounds better.
That's a 4D ride. That's the gay term
for you. Oh, I get it.
Four dicks. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would go to Dick Park. I'd know what to do over there. What?
You need to start sucking all the statues?
No.
Start spitting on them and yelling at them angrily?
I don't suck on normal rocks. I don't suck on rocks. I'm not going to suck on a dick sculpture.
You think people get like injured, like they injure their genitals because they stick them in like the asses or like the dicks at the dick park?
God, that's what I say about penises. No,
remember the guy that got stuck in the vagina in Germany?
No, Royce, this is what I'm going to do with the dick park. As you may or may not recall, before I opened up a clothing line specializing in costumes for penises.
Yes, I do remember.
Well, my company's not doing so well. And
go figure.
And I really needed a venue to market
my
product.
Here. You sell them here.
So what I was going to do is, actually cover up the sculptures with some of my clothes, like make giant versions of it and put it on the sculptures like as advertising, and then have a booth out front, I'm sure that they have some sort of novelty store where you can take home a souvenir. And then, I can sell my dick clothing lines.
Like a penis with a Burberry coat?
Absolutely.
That's nice. I like it.
I've actually been partnering with that burrito artist, to come up with, like little luggages and stuff. But,
I think
penis.
They like to be called Italians.
Whoa, come on.
No, not Guido.
Okay,
I got confused too.
Yeah. No, it's the guy that kind of looks like he does Hello Kitty shit.
Cake boss?
No.
He's a Guido artist. He makes cakes.
No, burrito. B-R-I-T-O.
The cheese?
T-T-O.
The cheese?
No, that's brie.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
I love it. It's delicious. It's good cheese.
Romero Brito. He partners with a lot. Yeah,
Romero so.
Oh,
Brito.
That's my cousin. Oh.
No, just because Romeo. Sucks.
Ray Romero Brito.
Yeah. He does transport down at the docks. Oh, occasionally, man. He does limo driving on the side. You know.
Oh God.
Oh, you guys are uncultured boobs.
No.
Oh, you should see? You should talk to my brother.
See?
I'm not a boob, Raymond. Hey, how'd you get into my house? The door was unlocked.
Anyway. Wow, all of his images are all just like jumbled up pieces. There's one. Hold on.
Jumbled up pieces of penises.
Yeah. Those are burrito works of art. I'm sure you've seen them around.
They look nothing like delicious Mexican food.
Burritos.
Now I fucking want a burrito.
I want a burrito.
Oh my God, burrito sounds great right about now.
That's what we're going to make for dinner, so it's going to work out perfectly.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah.
But we still have to do another hour of radio. I know.
We
for
have to entertain
fans.
These assholes first, and then we can eat delicious burritos.
God damn you guys, preventing us from dinner?
This is good. This is the way you keep listeners, you guys.
Work.
Great work.
Making us work for them? Like, they think they're better than us?
It's not like they're working for us or doing anything to help us out.
They'd be all like, ugh,
fuck you guys.
I'm a listener.
This isn't a way to keep people listening to the show, guys.
I'm a listener. Prove it. I'm Guy Listener.
Yeah, man, I'm on my iPod.
I can prove it. The second Mersh came on the show, we stopped having callers because he would assault every single one that came on.
That's not true.
That
remember
can't
we used to
true.
Get phone calls?
That's not true. Only the female ones and the male ones.
The ones
and
that drive trucks? Anyone.
And the old ones?
And the young ones.
The younger ones sometimes.
Sometimes them too.
I'm pretty sure that never happened and you're recalling it wrong.
Yeah, revisionist history is what's happening here.
Hey, you know what? Let's grow the show. Let's do that. Let's just assault the listeners at every turn.
Everything could seem bad if you remember it.
Yeah, everything's bad if you remember it, Dutch. That's your problem.
Well, they do. They do remember it. And they tell other people, fuck them. They're assholes.
I don't think
so. They slip
that.
Them a roofie every once in a while.
Yeah,
now we're
you
talking.
Drug I wish I could, but these people live in different in states.
Hello, FedEx.
Are you calling our listeners cowards,
Dutch?
Do you think they won't go to Colorado?
Don't you turn this
Dutch,
on
you
me?
You better
asshole.
Apologize to the listeners.
Are you saying they're yellow?
I want to apologize for
nobody calls me chicken.
My co-hosts who are the
you mean
the
bro-host?
Worst fan friendly. Dickheads I've ever met in my entire life.
You mean bro host?
Excuse you, they all like me.
Uh-huh, they all like her.
And they shouldn't. You're the worst out of everybody.
I am totally...
You assault more... Like, dude, if anybody calls in or if everybody has some kind of like a comment or whatever, you have your weird sideways way of just making fun of them and it hurts more than anybody else.
I don't know.
Because you don't know if you're making a joke.
I don't know what your dumb face is talking about.
Yeah, you and your dumb face. Your face has been pretty stupid lately, Dutch. I've been telling
stupid?
You. Lately? Lately, your face has been extra dumb.
By the way, that I love that insult. Dude, you just got a dumb face.
Your face is just dumb. It's just,
you're not swearing at them. It's just like insulting. Like I look unintelligent.
It's a stupid face.
I
you just have
it.
A really stupid face. There's nothing you can do about it. Some people have stupid faces. Say. You happen to have a stupid face.
I want to punch your face.
Yeah, Dee says in the chat, she assaulted Lucky Yates verbally. He cried. You're right. You know what, Dutch?
Right.
Good point. You made Dutchy.
The reason why we can't get interviews is because of you guys.
You know Dutchy what? I re-listened to that interview, and Dutch piled up on me before Lucky did. Dutch was like, yeah, she's an asshole. Look at her.
No, Royce and I both did it at the exact same time. We've been doing it. Royce, I think I texted you, like, we have this weird ability to, like, both be on the same page at the same time.
Dutch,
you and I at the same time. I re-listened to that interview too, Marie.
No.
Royce and I both were like, oh, wow, that was a fucked up thing to say, Marie. Like, we both turned at the exact same time.
I didn't. Shut up, Dutch. I didn't do that. I would. Shut up.
None of that happened.
I'm sorry. You have to live with her.
I wouldn't turn on her. Dutch, you motherfucker. I was just weird.
Sorry.
Like, it's just weird that you would say
that. Hold on, Marie. Marie,
earmuffs.
How do we make it so she can't hear? Earmuffs. You have to close your eyes. Is that what it was?
Earmuffs. Okay, she has earmuffs on.
Yeah, earmuffs, that's what it is. Even though, keep your headphones on, but put earmuffs and you can't hear us.
Yeah, she can't hear us. She totally can't.
Sorry, dude. I've been taking so much heat from the fucking looking.
She can't hear us, bro.
Everybody's assaulting me as if I'm the one who did it. And I just, you know, I need to take heat off. You have to, dude, we have to carry the load together like pack mules.
Load.
Load.
All right, Marie, earmuffs. You can take them off.
What?
Off.
Oh, there okay.
You can take them off. Okay. There you go.
Little do they know.
So
yeah.
So don't stop blaming everybody else for you fucking up an interview. You're just mad because I fuck up every interview, and the fact that you fucked one up for the first time in the last 7 years we've been doing the show together, don't get bitter at
he
me.
Talks, he talks you with his hands. It. He uses his hands sometimes. Like he uses his hands and defines more with hands, and then you know we have hands sometimes, and you know he gets
where's
a little
the
handsy.
Beef?
And you know with
see.
Where's the beef was fair enough was a mistake, but at least I only did that with our friends. You do it with fucking with
every
fucking
interview
actual
I know,
guests that we work to get. You're like, so what's up, you fucking dude? It's like out of nowhere.
So by that logic, does that mean I'm batting 1,000 because I haven't fucked up any interviews because I haven't interviewed anybody?
Oh, hold on a second.
Non-point drummer.
Oh, well, okay.
No. You want to hear? Hold on. Greatest. Hold on.
Non-point drummer.
You mean Rob with two B's?
What was the extra B for?
Badass.
Boobies.
Oh. Boop, hold on. Boop. Here we go. This is John's interviewing skills. John, I actually labeled it as a bot. I don't know if you remember this, but I have it labeled as the world's greatest question. I forget who we were talking to, but this is your question to him. This isn't edited at all. So.
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because you're from Mexican descent, do you ever like do like with like what Mario Lopez does? He usually just like speaks his Spanish language in the audience and
that was verbatim. Somebody stop talking. You said that and then he answered.
Oh, wait, that was that guy that was the stand up comedy or whatever in California.
I don't remember what it was, but I remember just. Time marking that going, that was the worst question I've ever heard.
It was pretty good.
Hey, but he answered it, though.
Best question?
It was good.
You've ever heard, maybe?
Hashtag nailed it.
I think you should listen to it again.
Zach, yes. As far as your routine goes, how, you know, because you're from Mexican descent, do you ever, like, do, like what Mario Lopez does? He usually just, like, speaks his Spanish language in the audience and
I like how I said Mario Lopez, and what I meant to say was George Lopez.
That's even worse.
Oh, no, you didn't even say the right one?
But he knocked it out of the park. John knocked it out of the park. I don't know what Dutch is complaining about.
I don't think,
I think it hit the foul pole.
I don't think we have anything else to do but go to break after
you
that.
Hit it directly into the dugout. You didn't hit anything out.
Yeah, I knocked
straight into the dugout, and you hit the starting pitcher while he's sitting there trying to get his self ready for the next inning.
That was
really?
Jim Abbott.
It looked like it hit the bat boy.
That was Jim Abbott when he was on the Mets and he had the bat awkwardly with one hand and always hit foul balls.
That was
John Abbott.
After it went into the dugout, there it tripped one guy that was walking over, and it had a domino effect of everyone tripping in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's how bad it was. But
can
what
I
I'm
hear that question one more time?
Yeah, right, let's do that, and then go ahead.
We're gonna break. Okay.
Okay.
One more time. Oh, hold on. There you go.
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because you're from Mexican descent, do you ever like do like what Mario Lopez does? He usually just like speaks his Spanish language in the audience and.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Life Radio!
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Game Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week, I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Now, DB, cause the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. DB, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DB. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DB Podcast.
DB.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write
head,
this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Elvis and Alfred Show. Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson. And on the phone?
It's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right. Punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Yeah. Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com 24/7.
Yarr!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit out here. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
If we were in the wild, I would attack you. Even if you weren't in my food chain, I would go out of my way to attack you. If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and freaking eat you. And then I'd bang your tuna girlfriend.
Okay, first off, a lion swimming in the ocean? Lions don't like water. If you'd placed it near a river or some sort of fresh water source, that makes sense. But you find yourself in the ocean, 20-foot waves, I'm assuming it's off the coast of South Africa, coming up against a full-grown 800-pound tuna with his 20 or 30 friends, you lose that battle. You lose that battle 9 times out of 10. And guess what? You've wandered into our school of tuna, and we now have a taste of lion. We've talked to ourselves. We've communicated and said, you know what? Lion tastes good. Let's go get some more lion. We've developed a system to establish a beachhead and aggressively hunt you and your family. And we will corner your pride, your children, your offspring.
How are you going to do that?
We will construct a series of breathing apparatus with kelp. We will be able to trap certain amounts of oxygen. It's not going to be days at a time, but hour 45, no problem. That will give us enough time to figure out where you live, go back to the sea, get more oxygen, and then stalk you. You just lost your own game. You're outgunned and outmanned. Did that go the way you thought it was going to go? Nope.
At the Struck Beats.
Back live on Hippo Juice. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Facebook or Twitter if you want to get in contact with the show. I guess we'll start with John's next challenge here. I posted on his wall. KFC has launched the Double Down Dog. Yep, that's buns made out of fried chicken and a hot dog in the middle.
What?
I'm going to do this on Friday.
You're going to do that,
Oh, yeah.
Here's a picture of it for everyone to see.
By the way, D joined us.
Now tell me who that, do that.
Oh, my God. That looks so awesome.
Hi, D.
Hi.
Hi. We thought nothing would ever top KFC's Double Down Burger, which used two pieces of fried chicken as the buns. We were
Shame
wrong.
Shame on us.
Because today the Twitter sphere alerted us to the latest KFC Frankenfood, the Double Dog Down.
You know what? I'm disappointed in myself.
For?
As a human being, as an adult, as a food lover, and as a marketer, how have I never come up with replacing certain things with fried chicken?
Because you're a dumbass.
Such as replacing a hot dog bun with fried chicken. Why in my 30
you
years...
You dumb asshole!
Have I never thought, you know what, this hot dog doesn't need a bun? It needs a fried chicken patty.
Two of them.
Is that cheese on top of that?
That's a hot dog wrapped in fried chicken bun and covered in cheese.
Is that cheese or is that mustard?
Cheese.
Awesome.
That's better. Cheese is better.
The appetite of ridiculous meat hybrids apparently know no bounds. They have gone full Atkins on us, and our arteries may never be the same again.
Actually, Sean, I beg to differ. I don't think it's two patties. I think it's one U-shaped patty.
It is.
And only these are only in the restaurants in the Philippines.
Well, what are the Asians doing that they get this stuff?
But hopefully the levels of excitement on social media will convince them the global market for their meaty sausage wrap.
Well, I don't know. Did the Double Down make it all the way across the U.S., or was it only in select markets? I never bought it.
I bought a Double Down. I bought a couple of Double Downs. They're okay.
When it first came into the market, it was sold as two pieces of chicken between meat and cheese, and then they brought it out of circulation. They brought it back as a Doublelicious and actually put two pieces of bread. And then for a limited time, they brought it back as its original form, and then it's gone.
Thank you for the history of the Double Down, brought to you by John.
Now John is going to, since they don't have it in the U.S., what are you going to do, John?
He's going to fly to Asia.
I'm going
to
order, like, what?
Fly to Asia.
He's going to fly to the Philippines.
Stop it, Marie.
Go on a spirit quest.
Basically what I'm going to do is, because, like, I think they serve, like, boneless chicken breasts at KFC, so I'm going to get an original. And I'm going to buy like a couple, I don't know, maybe like a four piece. And then I'm going to go to Publix, and because I ran out of hot dogs, I'm going to get a hot dog, and then I'm going to make the sandwich by myself.
What kind of melty cheese are you going to use?
Yeah, don't buy just one hot dog.
No.
One hot dog, please.
I'm like, one hot dog, please. No, I'm going to use Cheese Whiz. I'm going to do it Philadelphia style.
John, what you do is you buy the hot dog from a street vendor, you take the bun off of it, throw it in his face, tell him you don't need it, you're going to wrap it in chicken, and then you take it home.
That's very aggressive, and he could probably just, you didn't have to throw it at him.
No, but it would be better if he did that.
Well, you know, in South Florida, we really don't have hot dog vendors.
Make one happen.
Yeah, there's no hot dog vendors in South Florida, or here even.
Here's what you do. You set up a hot dog truck for yourself, then you take it off, throw it at yourself, and then go get it.
No, because then it gets possessed like in Ghostbusters.
Oh.
And that's scary.
Yeah, that happened.
And somebody tweeted, why hasn't Obama held a press conference yet to address...
About Ghostbusters?
To address the existence of a KFC Double Down dog yet. What is he hiding from us? It's not that big of a deal. Like,
it really isn't. I don't want everyone like...
You did
the McRib. There's no big deal. I like the McRib. I don't know what the big fucking deal is with the McRib. I was like, oh, it's so disgusting. Ah, the McRib. Ah, it's like,
I think it's because it's pork.
Because it's what?
Because it's pork. Something about pork skeeves people out, I guess, from a fast food place. I think that's what it is.
So then what about fucking bacon then?
I mean, technically, yeah, it's pork. But it's bacon, so people don't care because, you know, bacon, bro. America.
Is this accurately...
Yes, it's accurate. John's a terrorist.
No.
What? What?
He doesn't like bacon.
Someone...
I love bacon.
Someone snopes this shit for me and make sure that this... I'm not looking at something super old.
What?
KFC.com/challenge, # double down dare. Meet our double down superfan at McBentless.
No, this is real. This has to be. It's their official URL, KFC.com.
What's the challenge?
Three cash prizes for each challenge, one grand prize, double down super fan. Challenge one, take the most creative double down selfie.
John.
But
John, what is that sound? Why
that's
does
the logging in.
But this is a regular double down. This is not the hot dog, I guess. I don't know.
It was me. I was joining Hangout.
But it says, yeah, take the dare, share your selfie dare.
So I guess I can probably, because this Sunday I'm going free diving, so I'll just eat a double down sandwich 20 feet of water.
What's challenge two?
Challenge two, create a double down dance move.
Oh, that's what John has to do. Ooh. John,
I'll do the cabbage patch.
Yeah. What's challenge three?
Take your double down on a date.
John.
Okay, John, we have to do all of these things.
Okay, challenge four.
Your best double down tribute.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like make a song or salute to the double down. I don't know. Yeah. I guess
anyway,
just be creative.
Do the John
Photoshop yourself onto Hitler
this
with a double
to
down
happen
in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, send him a link. You but have they to don't all sell these by double, next week. But what was it? Like remember the photo of me making a double down?
They're selling them again.
They're selling them again. Yes. Okay, sweet.
Yes.
So yeah, challenge one.
I didn't
one.
Know they quit it. Anytime I've ever gone to KFC, they've always been able to order it. Did they take it off the market for a while? Well, you got to understand, like in South Florida, people that work at KFCs are color colords. So when you try to order something like that that's not on their touch button screen, it smoke comes out of their ears and they don't know what you're talking
don't,
about.
Don't say Cutter like Guggenheim Thunder Thighs did, okay?
That would hurt my butt.
Why?
That hurt my butthole.
There's a lot of rules, but it's something like to follow the entry procedure. Yeah, there's four challenges that are going to be unlocked from April 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th at 2 p.m. Eastern. You must enter a challenge separately. Okay. Individual entries are specific to each challenge and don't carry over. You must enter at least two challenges to be eligible for the grand prize. There are three.
Look, I understand them trying to get like some kind of a social media buzz. I mean, you know, what was it? I forget the other place that was doing it, where they were trying to like, you know, tweet us your Taco Bell moment or what? Actually, you know what? That was KFC again.
Yeah, it was.
That's right. How do you KFC? The hashtag thing. So they're really pushing hard for the social media thing, aren't they?
Yeah. And I guess you can enter through Instagram, Twitter, or Vine. Either any of those will work. John, what do you prefer? Instagram, Twitter, Vine? Do you care?
Instagram.
You don't really use a lot of those, do you?
Well, John, I use Instagram.
John, here's what I want you to do also. I want you to, because I know you have your McSurf and Turf that you make, and I'll have you explain that in a second. Make a McSurf and Turf and tweet it to McDonald's. Explain what your McSurf and Turf is.
Okay. Basically, you take a double cheeseburger and a fish filet, mm-hmm. and you just make and you mush them together into one sandwich.
McSurf and Turf.
Yeah, McSurf and Turf. You know, fish and beef.
Right.
Are they selling the lobster McLobster or whatever they called it?
Not here.
Is that in this country or did we read that a few months ago?
I think that was in Maine.
That's what it was. Okay.
I don't want Mc anything that says lobster. No.
Yeah, because then it's going to be artificial lobster meat. It's just going to taste like fucking diarrhea.
What if it's real lobster?
Buttholes are being cast in bronze these days because nothing matters.
What?
Actually, everything matters.
I cast my butthole in bronze every day.
That's pooping,
John. Tara, and we're in East London today. I'm here to meet a fellow called Magnus to get my brown star turned into a bronze.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me
pull his name is Magnus.
Let me pull the video up. Hold on.
Yeah, I need to see what you're looking at.
Yeah, give me
same time. Can you also?
Oh my god, that double down looks so fucking delicious.
I just put it
right
in the chat. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Can you get a name already for the chat? Just be Royce. But you always have to be guest.
Because, bro,
146177.
Oh, okay. Why don't you be shut the fuck up for a second?
How long is this siphon on the fucking air?
See, that's what Dutch sounds like.
Is that what I sound like?
What are there, two Dutches in here?
See? Everyone thinks it. Here you go. Well,
that sounds bad.
I'm
Rain of Terror, and we're in East London today.
I go to school.
I got a skill.
To meet a fellow called Magnus to get my brown star turned into a bronzed.
I go to school.
It's her.
I do like it, trying to experience new things, even if they're weird things.
Like bronzing my butthole.
And anal.
Get older and regret not getting
I would
my butt
regret.
Bronzed.
I would regret that.
Butt stuff?
Yeah. Marie, can you get your butthole bronzed for me, please?
Where do I sign up?
Okay, we'll find one. We're going to get Marie's butthole bronzed.
There's a link at the end of the video.
Hello.
Raina, you must be
not only
this crazy old man. You let this crazy old man touch your butthole.
Not only would I allow that crazy old man to bronze my butthole, but I would turn it into a plaque that I would put in my cubicle at work.
Nice.
Welcome
nice to
meet
you.
Anus Central.
This guy is the white version of the rent's too high guy.
Yep. Anus Central is what.
Oh,
he
you
it.
Like his whiskers?
Is that like Central?
It's not whiskers, Marie.
His butt whiskers.
Oh, this is my partner, Mike.
Marina.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Assisting me.
I love Mike's sweater.
We do a cast of your anus.
Oh, thanks. I think.
Why is this so important?
They hate us because of the anus.
I came up with the idea. I don't know where from, but that.
He doesn't know where he got the idea from?
His name is Magnus. Irving. Do you think he has any recollection of anything of ideas?
A sculpture of an anus should be made in chocolate. It just seemed to make some sort of poetic sense. We first started selling edible...
Look at that. Look at those chocolate anuses.
Oh, that looks nice.
They look delicious.
I'm fucking starving.
10 to 15 years ago. 15 years ago. We'll cover you up so that just your anus is showing, right?
Okay. Then what?
That's how every one of my fanfics starts.
What they actually are is a very small sculpture based on the cast of a real anus.
Yeah, we've gathered that. Magnus Irving.
Thank you for explaining. I wasn't understanding what they said by a bronze casting of someone's anus.
It's so strange.
John?
Yes,
can you get your anus bronzed?
I don't want my anus bronzed.
I want your anus bronzed.
Don't worry. John will do John will do the double down challenge. I'll get my anus bronzed.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go. That's
you know what? That actually would sell a lot better if we had Marie Anus chocolates to hang out to hand out to people at the next live event.
Well, that's a good idea. It's a very good idea. We got to figure it out.
Get it done.
Where can we get your anus bronzing for? Marie, who's Googling? Sean, favor.
I'll
Google anus bronzing near us. See what pops up. And don't say faggots because they fixed that in the translate already. All right?
In case it gets messy, I wear this sometimes. So, you know, if you see me with this...
He's joking that he wears a snorkel when he does it.
Flippers on, you'll know it's probably gone a bit wrong.
Serious.
Yeah. Having my
British anus...
It's really good.
This is now for a fair while. We've moved into...
There's a website called edibleanus.com, and that is where you get your anus turned into chocolate.
How does it work, Dee? Please explain to me how it works, Dee.
Edibleanus.com, the anus that made Britain great. Handmade in England, delivered worldwide since 2004.
But how do they get your anus information?
I don't know.
Can somebody explain to me how I send these motherfuckers anus information? It's very important.
Oh, I have to click a region to continue.
That's okay.
Cast in metal or glass.
Try to get changed then.
Yes, behind the screen, please. Okay. And these are available to anybody who wants their own anus cast or a copy of someone else's anus.
Wait, whose anus can I get?
Anus.
Can I get celebrity anuses?
That's what it sounds
you
like
get
to me.
A glass anus.
What was that film?
A glanus?
I think it was something like that.
I would like to have Greg Lug anus's anus.
Oh, boy.
This mad surgeon's operation, it's full of... He stands there with his finger on a man's brain. Do you know that film? It's fantastic.
You're going to let this rambling idiot touch your butthole? Again, I say, it's very weird that you're allowing this to happen.
Is he using like an airbrush gun? Because I'm pretty sure anybody can use an airbrush gun on your butthole.
No. You don't have that. John, did you miss the entire story? The point is they're going to take like a mold of someone's asshole... Put the mold into chocolate and then make little chocolates of said asshole.
Exactly.
Oh, I thought this was the bronzer.
Well, that's the point.
It's the same thing.
He did the bronzing first and then decided that he needed a more permanent solution.
Now, on the chocolates of these anuses, can you get them filled with corn and peanuts to get a natural flavor?
I'm pretty sure you can.
I'm just curious, to get a real anus flavor?
Oh, it's gross.
Mm.
Are there testimonials?
Are there testicles? I don't know if they could bronze testicles. We could find out, I guess.
What about hemorrhoids? They could put hemorrhoids on them.
They charge you extra for that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what if you have like pimples on your anus and they fucking make the cast and like it shows up in the mold?
Well, if you have one on your anus hole, that's bad.
What were you saying, D?
Go see a proctologist.
The one that's like on all their headers on their website, it looks like it has like some kind of weird little growth on it. It's really disgusting, actually. I'm gonna put it
on. Everybody claps.
If you look at the bottom,
it looks like a sesame seed.
Oh, what the hell? Oh, he's got like a sesame seed stuck in his butthole.
Yeah, it's gross.
That is.
I'm ready. Bring in the patient. In terms of the casting process of the anus, I think in general, individuals are a little bit worried.
You think?
I wonder why.
How much do you think it costs to get your... I have the price right here.
Is it a game?
$1.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I'll bet 50
quid.
$1. $1.
$17.95.
$285.
Jesus.
You read it, didn't you?
No, she's reading like a rando's anus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
The bespoke anus cast.
The amazing answer. Rando's anus?
I'm going to say $500.
How much, D?
$1,900.
What? For a bronze anus?
Your anus immortalized in solid bronze. We are expanding our services to offer bespoke anus castings set as an individual bronze artwork for your loved ones. Feel free to... I'm going to give my mom and dad my for their anniversary.
Here's your bronze anus.
It cost me $1,900. This is what I spent.
So your parents have...
Guess 723... Oh, change your name. Said $69.99.
Guys, they have a Twitter account. You should probably follow them.
At bronze anus?
Ooh.
The edible anus. Remember, the they were into edible. Anus. They were into edibles before they were into bronzing.
Strike it up. Get comfortable. That's the main thing. Get comfortable.
My experience is that people who have had a casting don't find it very difficult.
They don't mind that I normally have an erection while I do it.
That's it. Knees back.
That's efficient.
That's good. That's good. Stay where you are. I'm going to move this.
And fairly quickly, their concerns.
Pretty putty in her asshole.
Disappear, and it can be quite an enjoyable occasion.
Do they blur it out, or they actually show him putting it on her butthole?
They put a star over her pussy.
Don't move too much. No?
What's that?
Yes, we don't want to know if he needs to go back and watch it later.
Yeah, he needs to know if he's going to.
Yeah, John, just pull it up and watch it.
He's just turn it. My computer will melt.
Yeah.
So on edibleanus.com, where you can either get the chocolates or the bronzing, they have an FAQs. Now, I know what you're saying. There's probably a million questions that they need to have answered.
Frequent anus questions,
such as
there's really only three questions.
Okay.
Three questions that they thought were appropriate.
One.
The first question is, can I buy a single box of chocolates?
Can you?
They only sell in multiples of five.
So I have to buy five boxes of my chocolate anus.
Correct. Question two. Why do I need an insulated shipping box?
Wait, I want vanilla anuses because it's what it...
Do they have caramel anuses for me?
I can look that up later.
Mm-hmm.
What's the insulated box about?
I guess so that the chocolate doesn't melt.
That sounds good.
Even if it's mild summertime, you need to consider that these parcels will be traveling around the clock.
Around the clock.
The third and only other question that would be in the frequently asked questions block is the packaging discreet? Can I receive it at the office?
That's no, we have
my
neon. Right, we have neon colored letter. Hey, by the way, you're biting butthole chocolate.
Fragile anus stickers all on the outside. Fragile
Benedict butthole patch.
There you go.
Those are the only questions that were frequent for these buyers. But yes, they have an insulated shipping box, and you can buy edible anuses in boxes of 10 or in boxes of 5.
So there you are.
Save me.
So there you are. It's got to go up before it comes back.
It's a little bit of an event, and I think it's something that you might, the person who's being cast may remember for a long while. You know, in your old folks home, you can turn to some wizened person next to you and talk about your anus casting. I'd be fairly sure that he or she...
It's one thing if you do it for like a sex toy, but like for chocolate, like it's just dumb.
I might have to order some of these edible anus chocolates for the live event.
Yeah, I wonder if we can get a sponsorship or a freebie or something. I don't know. We're promoting
$95 per box.
Go for it.
Do they have a number that we can call?
Yes, they do.
The stars aren't really covering that much.
Yeah, it's not, those stars don't cover much. Like you see kind of the brown part of... Ooh. Her butt, starting out of the outline of her butthole.
Right.
When you laugh, it changes shape. That's good.
Well, first time.
I mean, if you don't want a bronze casting of your anus, you could get a crystal ring of your anus.
What?
What?
The one ring.
To rule them all.
One ring to poo them all.
Yeah. There, I showed the picture in the chat. The glass crystal butt anus.
Plus. Oh, it's beautiful.
Baby, will you marry me?
I want you to have my anus forever.
It's my promise anus.
Promise anus.
I love the idea of the guy doing this. Like, he gets his butthole casted.
How much is it for the chocolates?
Well, you said you liked eating my ass.
$38.95 for five boxes of chocolate.
How much?
$38 $6.95.
Even after you paid almost $20,000. How much was it again?
No, this is just for rando people's chocolate anuses.
Oh, if you just want this girl's butthole chocolate.
Right.
Right. They have a model that they use.
Imagine, I want Kelly Clarkson's asshole.
What's suck? Why should it not even be good?
Well, that was clean.
I had to do my own. And I had to wait until my missus had gone out and my son had gone to school. And I went.
I love that he's still wearing the same gloves that he's going to use to touch her anus and he's messing with his beard.
Oh my God.
Put my finger in the kitchen and I mixed up the alginate and I poured it into my bum. Alias on the way. You can't get it out your pubic hairs.
Do you want to hear the different flavors of anus chocolate? Sure.
Do I?
There's meek milk, dilated dark, and tight white Belgian chocolate.
Ooh, tight white. Tight white.
So he already has like chocolate. Like you can't be like, hey, can I get nuts in mine?
I believe it is pure Belgian chocolate that he's using here.
My son had gone to school, and I went in the kitchen, and I mixed up the alginate, and I poured it into my bum.
Spread the anus. Spread the love. Spread the joy and spread the anus.
I took my trousers off and put my knees either side of my head, poured this stuff in my bum, and it all ran past my nuts into my face. Don't move.
Jesus Christ.
Sherry in the chat just goes, I know what Dutch is going to get his girlfriend for Valentine's Day this year.
Oh, that is the greatest idea ever.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's only $39 for like decent randos buttholes. So just do that.
No, it's great.
That's my butthole.
But how do you get your butthole? Do you like take a picture of your ass and like send it to this guy?
I'm assuming you either have to go in or they send you there's dudes who like make casts of their dicks. And you send them off to a dildo company. I'm assuming they send you a kit and you have to like do like a plasty kind of thing for it.
So cold.
There were some interesting failures on the way. You can't get it out your pubic hairs. It sets. It's horrible. Anyway, carry on.
It's horrible.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't mix it with warm stuff. If you mix it with warm water, it goes off far too quickly. Now, what I'm doing is just sort of making sure it gets in there. That's it.
Oh my God, he's patting. He's patting goop into her butthole.
I feel like I could pat goop into my butthole at home.
You could. You make like plastic.
Sean's like, I do it every day. He was so excited.
Putting your bum apart. That's good.
I mean, he doesn't seem like a scientist or a doctor of any kind.
He's not.
You could read your fortune in it later if you want.
I feel like that I could do this myself. And then start my own casting business and charge $1,900 a pop.
Do you think he likes butt sex or he's like, you know, I'm staring at butts all day. I don't need to fucking see yours with my dick in it.
Butt slam!
Valid question from John.
He seems pretty happy about her anus right now, so I feel like it's still a joy to him.
It's probably just puckering up at him the entire time.
He just said I could read your fortune in it later if you want.
Oh, yes. Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay, give me more. Now that's going
to
come.
What if you have to fart while he's doing this?
Yeah. Like.
Well, then he charges you another $1,900 because you ruined the mold.
Well, makes a fart bubble. Like cake fart.
Peel it out now.
He's peeling the anus stuff out now.
Oh, that's got to feel weird.
They hate us because of the anus.
That's got to feel so weird.
Ooh. Is everyone else like tightening their butthole right now?
Yeah, because like, what if like the stuff like gets stuck on so much and he's pulling it and all of a sudden the anus just like prolapse?
Then they need to figure out a better mold than one that just grabs the inside of your butthole. That's a little too strong of an adhesive.
They're using quick dry cement.
Right. Why are we using Gorilla Glue in the mix? We might want to rethink this.
Too many bottles of crazy glue.
I'm sorry, because when I think of butt sex, I think of plaster of Paris.
Why?
Because of Paris. Didn't they invent butt sex?
Can I see my designer anus now? Nice and well proportioned. Oh, hey you.
Patrick Moore would have been good, but he's dead. Perhaps Patrick Moore's dead anus. That would be my dream anus.
Who? Oh.
Patrick Moore's dead.
So they
anus?
Asked him, "What would be the dream?
His dream anus,
his butthole that you would want to plaster?" And that's the answer he gives. Who's Patrick Moore?
You don't have a dream anus, Dutch? Why don't you have a dream anus?
What's your dream anus, Dutch?
Actually, it would probably be Iggy Azalea. It's want like inside that butthole immediately.
It's like a spirit animal, right?
You're right.
Dream anus.
Is Patrick Moore from Greenpeace?
I hope so.
Or Patrick Moore, the amateur astronomer.
The anus of a fat corpse, like Patrick Moore, would be marvelous. It'd be like a star,
trying to make a joke.
And he liked the stars. He liked that sort of nebulous.
Oh, he's the guy from Doctor Who.
He liked the stars, so.
Okay.
Make them in something luminous, and you can put them on your ceiling. And that would be a real tribute to Patrick Moore, I think. Something like
luminous
that.
Anus. Says anus eyes?
Nice and hard. Although it's still dense, it's as hard as it will ever
be. You gotta make sure that the anus is hard as it can be, you know.
B. So this is the time to take it apart and see what we've got. Yeah, it's the moment of revelation.
Oh, God.
That's in the Bible, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in the Bible. Yes, anus moldings is in the Bible.
They were talking specifically about that moment when you display your anus to the world.
Yes.
You know he's joking, right?
No.
I don't get your British humor.
See, this is how it came out of you. That's what your bum looks like, except for that little knob. You haven't got a little knob. I have.
Oh, he made a penis joke.
A little knob. I have.
Mike will now turn these into the finished item. We'll send it to the foundry, and you will have a bronze cast of it, of your own anus.
Yay! I've always wanted one.
I'm pleased you said that.
I'm sure she's been dreaming of that since a little girl.
Yep, some girls dream about their wedding.
I love the anal hole spreader.
Yeah, see,
I've been saying it for years. Well, I think this is a really good transition to go into the pastor that was warning of semen lattes.
What?
Pastor Royce?
Pastor Royce is,
no,
again, warning of semen lattes and says it is not his fault. Moses wants to
please
stone...
come in my mouth.
It's not his fault that Moses wants to stone gays?
Yeah, makes sense.
I guess so.
It's in the Bible. You stone all the gays.
Can someone post a picture of what this guy looks
like?
Yeah,
I'll do it. I'll take care
stoned?
Of it. Go read it.
Pastor James David Manning of...
That's what that third Manning brother's doing.
Right.
No.
Now I got it.
It's not the one.
It's not the same one. Of the Atla World Missionary Church in New York City says he is only controversial because he speaks the truth.
True.
Oh, shit.
Truth bombs up in this bitch.
Dropping the truth bombs.
You know it. The eccentric pastor has made national headlines for
a
number of...
By the way, eccentric pastor, another great Christian rock band.
You can't handle the truth.
Whoa, Jack.
He's made national headlines for a number of outrageous claims, including his belief that gay people are secretly adding human semen to coffee.
Oh, this is
I just drank two cups of coffee.
Everybody knows that. Why do you think all the frothing is on top of coffee? Everybody knows that it's semen.
Well,
homosexual semen. That's how they spread the AIDS virus. Why do you think Starbucks is always have that homosexual music playing all the time?
Well, if there's, you know, supposed to be semen in this coffee.
Homosexual?
I want my money back because it doesn't taste like semen.
Don't question me, you fucking pedophile.
Praise the Lord.
I love John's.
I love John's
little praise the Lord's.
The old lady in the back.
Yeah.
Yep. In a recent interview with Cenk Uygur and what?
Oh, sounds like a bad guy in an 80s movie.
Lex Luger?
Cenk Uygur.
And Anna Kasparian.
I am the dreaded Cenk Uygur. I'm going to sink the Potomac and cause you all to die.
Nice.
He's from the Young Turks.
Oh, I fucking hate the Young Turks.
Well, Manning.
I like to make fun of them. I'm like, Young Jerks.
Seriously, that show's unwatchable.
I know, it's so bad.
There's just, I don't know how they have as many followers as they
funny
do.
Too.
The Maybe we're doing something wrong. I don't know.
You have to be really hokey. Like people like that. You know, people like the hokey like jokes and the.
But it's not that though. It's like it's. I don't know. What, I don't get it.
Like, why are they called the Young Turks again?
I don't know.
Because
why are we called Hippo Juice? This is one of those names
you
that
like
I got early on.
Did you like
because
me?
Because John fucked the... damn it.
Because John?
John, what did you do?
What did you do, John?
What did you do?
I dreamt that I fucked a fat chick, I guess, that was wearing the black and white stockings that look like Hippo Juice.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Well, in this recent interview, Pastor Manning refused to back down, saying...
Peyton Manning?
Yes.
We already made that joke.
Saying anytime...
Where's
the beef?
Don't do that.
Anytime anybody, anywhere speaks the truth, it becomes for those who oppose it controversial. Kasparian noted that Manning had called for gay people to be stoned to death.
Oh, it's true.
I'm a preacher.
That's a
of
lot
the-
of weed you'd need to eat.
You know, that's not true. They actually misquoted me. I said they need to play the Rolling Stones until they die.
No, D, you don't get them stoned until they die. You throw rocks at them until they die.
Getting stoned until you die doesn't sound that bad.
No. How would you do that?
What?
I don't know. You probably have to murder them after.
Yeah. After they pass out.
I'm a preacher of the word of God, he replied. I'm not the one who wrote the scripture. Listen, Moses said that sodomites should be stoned. It's right there in the book of Leviticus. I'm not the writer of that. I'm just a preacher of it. So don't blame me. If you want to be upset with somebody, be upset with Moses.
Yeah, blame Moses. You want to get in a fist fight with that Jew? He'll fuck you up.
Mm-hmm.
That
motherfucker wasn't allowed to get into Israel. You know how pissed off that guy is? He's gonna be fighting mad. You don't want to fight a guy who's mad.
He started turning fucking staffs into snakes and shit. You want to fuck around with Moses? He'll punch you right on your fucking face.
That's crazy strength, man.
That Jew can fight.
You want to fight Jews with beers, especially.
Or if he's holding
two rocks.
He also asked Manning if he agreed with the views of Muslim extremists like the Islamic State jihadist, and the pastor agreed that he shared some beliefs with the radical groups. He also wondered why Manning...
Who is this piece of shit? Is he just trying to make headlines like that other pastor we had?
As is every other pastor.
Yeah, but it seems like it's a weird trend that's happening in Amory where like it seems like they're trying, these pastors are trying to get the church's name and their name out there by being as radical as they can to grab headlines.
Well, what's this guy's name? The place of that guy that died, Phelps.
No,
oh,
does.
Yeah.
That's just it. It's that they're trying to follow that model. Like it was that one guy who kept saying homo and Marie kept getting offended. Like, remember that guy?
Yeah, I can't remember that guy's name, but I do remember.
What's this guy's name, Marie?
He's like in Arizona or whatever.
I don't remember the old guy's name. This guy's name is David James Manning. I don't remember what the other guy's name was.
Well, you see, Fox News is telling all these Christians.
I like to call it phone news.
Right.
Because I'm really witty.
Phone news is telling all the Christians in the country that their religion is under attack, that the politicians are at war with Christians right now. So
they're throwing hand grenades.
That's
guy's a brother.
That's what
Steven Anderson was the other guy.
Mr. Anderson.
Wait a second.
Sorry.
Was this a video? Hold
Might
on.
Be.
There's a
Hold
video.
Hold up.
Pre-order that as hell tonight.
Pump the brakes.
Is there a video on the internet?
There is a video.
Just click the link below.
Pastor Manning, to say you're controversial is an understatement. Let alone what you've said about us, which we'll get to later, which is fun. But mainly, you've attacked other black celebrities, Jay-Z, Cornel West, Charlie Rangel, let alone President Obama, who you have tried in your own mock trial and said he should be hung, which is kind of amazing, let alone calling him a long-legged Mac Daddy.
Jenk, I've never said anything about any of these persons' names that you have called that was not true. Everything I've said is true.
Obama should be hung. I've been saying that. They need to string him up. And I'm a black man saying that, so it doesn't matter.
So this black pastor said all this stuff, and now he's like turning it around like, no, I didn't say that.
No, he's saying he's defending what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You not hear what he said? He said everything I said was true.
So okay. One can, you know, can say that I'm controversial.
You know, this they say that Mighty Mouse Bingle Hall said something really bad by saying color. But it's not that bad.
I think that's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh.
Yeah, let's hear what Pastor Manning has to say here.
All right, okay. I mean, there are many ways of spinning the activities of the things that I do, but primarily the foundation of what I do is that I speak the truth and people think it's controversial, and the truth is controversial. It always has been.
Oh, yeah. You have a good point. Like, did he say Cornel West?
Yeah, didn't it sound like he said West. Cornel West?
He said Cornel West.
He did. Because, you know, he went to Cornell University.
I didn't want to interrupt, but it
I don't know who Cornel West is.
Kanye West went to the School of Hard Knocks. It's not true.
Cornel West is Kanye's fancy.
That was the guy from the Young Turks that said that?
Yeah, Cornroll West.
Yeah.
Can we back that up? I'm sorry. I have
back
to
it up all the way. You have to go to the beginning now.
All right.
Is an understatement. Let alone what you've said about us, which we'll get to later, which is fun. But mainly, you've attacked other black celebrities, Jay-Z, Cornel West.
Good
what
catch,
an asshole.
Good catch.
Cornel West is a person.
I didn't know who he was talking about. I just figured rappers. It was like another black activist.
Black right. rappers.
No, he says person. Wait, hold on. Did he say people or rappers specifically?
Attacked other black celebrities, Jay-Z, Cornel West.
Oh, you know what? That's an actual person. That's
is it a celebrity?
No, he's a philosopher.
Well, then it's a mistake because philosophers are not celebrities. Everyone knows
well,
that.
He's a African-American.
So is Kanye philosopher. West.
Kanye West is also.
Well, it's just like usually if you say Jay-Z, your next thought would be something simple. You know what I mean? Like you would go down the progression line.
Jay-Z, Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that's true.
He received.
Could right.
So if you're going to say Cornel West, why wouldn't you think Kanye West? So.
Well, he.
Well, he's an activist.
PhD no, fuck the Young Turks. That's them for just being dumb. Fuck that show.
In the 80s and was the first one. He was the first African-American to get a fucking from Princeton.
Language. Anyway. All right. Going back to this guy, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
Do is that I speak the truth and people think it's controversial. And the truth is controversial. It always has been. I'm not the progenitor.
He kind
of
sounds
that.
Like Kermit anytime. The Frog's grandfather.
Yeah. That's what I've been I was trying yeah. to place that the whole time. It's like.
I'm anybody, anywhere, at any period in history speaks the truth, it becomes, for those who oppose it, controversial. But these people that I've talked about, they all deserved everything I've said and more about them.
You have advocated for stoning gay people to death. How does that make you different from some of the extremists that we cover in the news on a regular basis? Does that make you a so-called man of God to want to stone people to death?
No, what it does is says that I'm a preacher of the word of God. I'm not the one that wrote the script, Anna. Listen, Moses said that sodomites should be stoned. That's right in the book of Leviticus. I'm not the writer of that. I'm just a preacher of it.
Moses fucking hated butt stuff. Everybody knows that.
That's because he was raped.
Oh, yeah.
That's the reason why he never got married. Mm-hmm. Why'd you have to bring that up, man? Poor Moses.
It was a sore topic for him.
Like his butt.
Want
to, you know, be upset with somebody? Be upset with Moses.
Okay, so you
be
agree
upset with Moses.
Be upset with the Jews. The Jews wrote that.
Be better than
be upset
Moses.
With Moses. Can we hear that again? I'm sorry. This guy rules.
Yeah, let me back up.
That sodomites should be stoned. That's right in the book of Leviticus. I'm not the writer of that. I'm just a preacher of it. So don't blame me if you want to, you know, be upset with somebody. Be upset with Moses.
Be mad at Moses.
So be upset at a fictitious creature.
Basically.
Of it. So don't blame me if you want to, you know, be upset with somebody. Be upset with Moses.
Okay, so do you agree with Taliban and ISIS when they stone
people? Hold on, stop for a second.
Death?
That guy's lisp, can you go back for a second and listen to that guy's lisp? Please, please, just back up a little bit. Go ahead.
So do you agree with Taliban and ISIS when they stone people to death for things that are in their scripture, including being gay?
We got some good news.
Well, I have to tell you this, that...
Me, man, and Moses!
If the word of God says stone... based on a heinous violation
more like
of
an anus.
They hate us because anus.
Yep.
Humanity. And
a manatee?
ISIS manatee? Or Al Qaeda. Or
oh my God!
Al
Qaeda manatees are dangerous.
Let me back up.
They're slow moving death machines.
He's trying.
Eating all my cabbage.
He's trying to get his
slowly
point
moving
across.
Toward us and being afraid of speedboats.
You're not letting him get his point across. He's making
what point?
He's making perfect sense.
Heinous violation of humanity.
Oh, but
and ISIS or Al Qaeda or anybody else who has the wisdom and the integrity to reference that scripture by Moses, then yes, I agree with him.
You think that being gay is a lifestyle choice? Which it absolutely is not. I mean, I would be very amused if you could tell me the specific moment in your life where you chose to be straight, which didn't happen. You
well,
were just
I'll,
born that way,
right? I'll tell you what. I was looking at this woman's breast when I was 12, and I was like, I love titties. Blame Moses for me loving
titties.
I said to myself, man, I'm going to be straight because I love me them titties.
Blame Moses if you don't like titties.
Mm-hmm. Praise Jesus.
Now, why do you think being gay is a lifestyle choice? Do you think that it's something that...
I apologize.
You should.
It's going to take us forever getting through this thing, but we don't have a show after us, so we can go long if we need to. Here's the thing.
Praise the Lord.
I thought the Young Turks, like... When they interview people, normally they just kind of ask questions like, why are they like doing the aggressive thing? Do they feel like they have to rather than the best thing to do if you're a news outlet or, you know, slash entertainment outlet like they are, your job is to interview them and let them bury themselves and let the public this bitch is getting emotional. Yeah. Like she's getting really mad.
Blame Moses.
Maybe she's gay.
Blame Moses.
They don't sound Turkish, though. I don't get it.
Well, the guy definitely looks Turkish. I'm not sure about her.
Don't sound like hippos either, but whatever.
No. What?
You don't.
Well, actually, the guy's Armenian, because I saw the last... Wait, was
Sean,
the guy or the girl?
Royce lost weight. Why do you keep bringing this up?
It's not even nice.
I didn't say that.
Sometimes I make fun of him, and I call him the young turkeys.
Nah.
Oh, no, she's Armenian. He's probably Turkish. That's a
my God. Is she going to kill her?
What? Oh, I see what you're doing there.
That's a history joke.
Genocide. That is a history joke. That's a genocide joke.
Which are the best kinds of jokes.
Right.
Yeah.
Hemp
yeah.
people? Is like it something that's temp?
Like what Genocide Bumblebee said about the word colored? No. It's
Benedict Cumberpatch.
Oh.
No, you're saying it wrong. You said patch. It's batch.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
There you go.
Cumberbund.
All right, let's rewind a little bit and hear this girl getting really emotional in the middle of an interview.
Yeah, leave Gozer Bonaparte alone.
Right.
What? Which it absolutely is not. I mean, I would be very amused if you could tell me the specific moment in your life where you chose to be straight, which didn't happen. You were just born that way, correct? Now, why do you think being gay is a lifestyle choice? Do you think that it's something that tempts people? Is it something that's tempted you, maybe?
The best witness to answer your question,
she's called gay.
And you can then follow up with an interview with her, is Charlene McCrae, who is the wife of Bill Humpty Dumpty de Blasio, here in New York City, who says before marrying de Blasio, she was a lesbo. And then after marrying him, she decided to go back straight.
So he can't say lesbian, he has to say lesbo.
And she bought
him. That's hilarious.
She's a lesbo.
He's a lesbo.
Fantastic.
You can't even just finish the word and say lesbian, you had to call her a lesbo.
Children. But she said prior to that, she ran around with the rest of the sodomites. Yes, it is a lifestyle choice. Okay. Yes, it is.
All right, Pastor Manny, you said that Starbucks was putting semen of the sodomites in their coffee, but here's the interesting part, because it flavors up the coffee. But
here's the interesting part. I know the exact flavor of semen, and I know they are not, sir. Maybe some sort of fake semen sweetener. But not real semen.
Hold on, is he going to inject a joke here? I hope he does, because they normally do.
It's going to be really funny.
Let's see.
Here we go.
Coffee. But here's the interesting part. Because it flavors up the coffee, and it makes you think you're having a good time. Which then makes me wonder, do you equate drinking semen with a good time?
Yes, I do.
Not you.
Wait. Who asked that question?
He was reading a quote. No, dude.
I can understand there'd be circumstances where drinking semen would not be a good time, but every time I've done it, I've been having a great time.
So let me get this straight real quick. Like, he was reading a quote for him saying that gays come in coffee because it tastes better?
Gays are not coming in coffee. Starbucks is just flavoring their lattes with semen, probably pre-purchased.
Because it makes it taste better.
Large batches.
I have to hear this guy's response to this. How does he justify this? I have to.
Well, you know, you're pushing me up in a little bit of a corner here now, Jink, because I have to be very cautious here. But let me end my and all precautions that I can exercise here now say that, well, you know, a number of people think that semen tastes good. A number of people think that drinking semen is a good idea.
Pause.
Does it not?
More than anything else, I need those as drops immediately.
I'm writing it down right now.
Thank you.
Does semen not
back
taste
up
good?
A little bit? I want to hear that again.
Yes, sir.
Just that I can exercise here now, say that, well, you know, a number of people think that semen tastes good. A number of people think that drinking semen is a good idea. And
do you see it that way?
No, Anne, I don't think that myself personally, but I'm just giving you the references of what other people
and
think.
That's just the way you've described it in your past sermons. But okay, continue.
So if a number of people, you've got literally millions of people around the world who really think that, you know, the taste of semen is quite a flavor. And they seek it in the middle.
It is quite a flavor. I will give them that. Semen is quite a flavor.
Can we get this guy on the show? I feel like we can. Is there a way we can see if we get this guy on the show? I want to talk to this pastor. I want to really talk to this dude.
About?
I'll see what I can do.
I want Pastor Royce and him to, we're gonna commiserate and talk together how we both like the same things, guys.
Oh, my God. That'd be the greatest thing in the world.
Dutch, please. Can you please? Please?
Please.
I'll do what I can. I'll do it right now.
If you forget, I'll punch you.
Yeah.
That's why I need to do it now before I forget.
Yeah. Do that.
Well, anyway,
Mitch is going
to
do it.
It's time to wrap up.
It is time.
Yeah. So do we have any neglected hippo texts or what?
I don't know.
I'm trying to find this black pastor.
African American.
Why don't we just have him talking over the rest of it?
Of other kinds of activities. And so one would think, well, all right, Starbuck has deduced that, listen, you know, in an ingenious way, I would say, that were more and more infamous, ingenious way, they've discovered that since people like semen, and there's so many people drinking it from one another, their body fluids, why not put it in our coffees and flavor up our coffee?
Well, Pastor Manning, I'm getting a sense here overall.
The same experience with semen and their lattes as they have in their bedrooms late at night.
So, Pastor Manning, I'm getting a sense for overall from your descriptions here that you think that being gay is a lifestyle choice. So it's a choice that a lot of people would want to make. You think that semen is delicious to a lot of people. And these are choices that people make. So it seems like perhaps if it wasn't for the Bible and the teachings of Moses, etc., that you might have been tempted by those choices as well. Is that the case? Have you been tempted?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. You know, Jenk, I spent 3.5 years in prison. And I tell you that I saw a lot of that activity going on in prison. I mean, it was just the order of the day. It was a par for the course. I was in one prison I was in, down in Rayford, Florida, called Union Correctional Facility. Where the average sentence back in the late 70s when I was there in that prison, the average sentence, Jink, this is no lie, was 100 years. I mean, judges threw out 100-year sentence prison sentences old people like it was okay, like ordering breakfast at McDonald's. And they formed unions. The first same-sex marriage I saw was a marriage of a sodomite named Bahama's Mama, who had dyed his hair red, used to walk around in white shorts, tight as you could possibly be, in a halter top. And one Saturday out on the yard, you know, they had a marriage. He got married to one of the inmates, and all the other inmates were brokenhearted because they could no longer pursue sex with him. So, yeah, I saw that and was tempted, but I didn't yield to temptation, by the way. You need to know that. And make sure you publish that as well. I'll let you get right to
Did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad.